You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View. With your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Happy Sunday. So I wanted to give you guys a little bit more detail about the 9-day energy reset. And the reason I'm bringing this up is that I wouldn't recommend that you all try to do a ritual unless I know it works. And the reason I published this, I had an amazing October. I mean, October was one to write in the books. And when I decided that I would put all of the rituals that I've been telling you about over the years since I've been doing Psychic View, which has been since 2003, I actually put them all together in 9-day energy reset. And they're in a very pragmatic, orderly way, so that you can start drawing to you what you really want to have in this life. And so it's available as a e-book on either Nook or Kindle. Right now it's less than $4. Price goes up after December 1st. But it is less than $4 for you to download and then do this ritual. I want to tell you that when I did the ritual in October, the first 9 days I did it, October 1st through the 9th, I ended up being invited to have this radio program syndicated. So that was the first thing that happened for me. So if I couldn't prove to myself that it worked, I would not have published it. The second 9 days I did it, which was right on the heels of the first 9 days, which was October 10th to the 19th, or to the 18th, I ended up getting some really great convention business. So I got booked as an entertainer at a couple of trade shows. Well, that may not sound like much to you guys, but to me, that's where I actually have my most fun, is when I get to do a quick mini reading with someone at a trade show when they don't even know what they're expecting, and I end up telling them things, and I also make pretty good money when I get booked for a trade show. So that's the second thing that happened. The third thing that happened when I did it from the 19th until the 27th of October was when I finally figured out that, okay, this works, so I'm going to publish it. So everything came together for me to be able to publish 9-Day Energy Reset on Amazon.com and on Kindle, all right? I got the cover art. I was able to get it edited. All of these little pieces that needed to come together happened. And I even had a woman step up and tell me that she could print this for me for very low cost. I haven't decided to move forward yet with the printing. I'm thinking that that's going to be a gift that I give people when they book a session for me in January. So I have a little time on that one. But I'm bringing this up to you because for a modest investment, right now, $3.96, you could start 9-Day Energy Reset and have everything start to shift for you. You know, Abram Hicks, Wayne Dyer, Maya Angelou, Louise Hay, they've all brought up this whole idea of being open to attract to you what you want. Well, this ritual keeps you in focus of that for 9 days. So I wanted to just let y'all know that I published this for you, because everything will shift as soon as you shift your attitude, as soon as you make a decision that you want something different, everything shifts. And I want that for you. All right, so I'm going to go to area code 248. Hello, 248. Who's this?
Hello, Shanika.
Hi, Shanika. What's your question?
Do you see my lover and I reconnecting, and do she still love me, or should I move on and pursue someone named Kim that I met online?
Okay. the woman that I see for you is mm-hmm. likely to be a Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces.
Okay.
And what it's saying is that there you would do well to give yourself a break from romance for probably
mm-hmm.
about 8 weeks. Now,
okay.
it doesn't mean that you don't hang out with people you like, but we don't
mm-hmm.
get into anything sexually intimate, right?
Okay.
We're just friends. That doesn't mean that you can't go out clubbing. That doesn't mean that you can't go out and, you know, go to coffee together and go dancing together and do all that stuff. But what it's saying is that these cards, my gut is telling me to tell you to take a step back from anything
mm-hmm.
serious for the next 8 weeks. As a matter of fact, one of the things I would love for you to do is right now start planning some sort of a New Year's Eve party with all
okay.
your friends. And here's the cool thing about that. You get to use the identity of being the planner of the party to avoid
mm-hmm.
anything awkward.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm getting here is that I don't see, unless, and it's funny because I get this, this is the thought I get. Unless she apologizes to you, I don't see a reconciliation with your former love.
Mm-hmm.
She owes you an apology.
Yeah.
And she's being too stubborn about it right now. So what
mm-hmm.
you do is you say, okay, look, I know that I'm an incredibly loving woman. I know that I deserve to have an amazing relationship. I deserve to have my companion of choice. And
mm-hmm.
and if she's giving you the red flag now that you can't basically trust her, then I think that the universe is giving you a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do instead is you spend the next, you know, 6 weeks planning a New Year's Eve party. Now, it could be at a club. It could be that everybody meets at a club, you know, really early, so you all snag a few tables. But it could be that you ask a few friends and say, hey, let's do a New Year's Eve party and have people bring sleeping bags and do a New Year's Eve slumber party.
Okay.
Because what I'm getting is that if you decided to do your own new beginning, and you
mm-hmm.
could even do, there are rituals in this 9-day energy reset that align with restarting and re-energizing your living space for New Year's, but you
mm-hmm.
could do some of the other rituals as part of the slumber party.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? And this is
yeah.
not this is nothing but more of a spiritual rebirth for you. And
mm-hmm.
that's the big message I'm getting in the cards for you, Shanika, is that there's a big spiritual rebirth coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it boils down to loving the people that are worthy of your love, not
yeah.
the ones that that are broken. This last
mm-hmm.
one was broken.
Yeah.
So it's not your responsibility to fix her. It's your responsibility to love her and let her go because she's
mm-hmm.
proven that she's not worthy or ready for the kind of love you're ready to give.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad, but it's also true.
Right.
So here's the thing. The woman I see for you is likely to be a Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio, water sign. And
okay.
this is a woman who has been out of a relationship for a while, a little
mm-hmm.
tentative about trusting a new one, but
mm-hmm.
there's something about the two of you that you get together and it feels like you've known each other for lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
So you letting go of this other one because she's not your soulmate, and you instead bringing people together to celebrate a brand new year. By the way, I want to talk to you real quick about numerology. 2016, the year, 2016 is a 9 year. So if you add 2 and 1 and 6 together, it equals a 9.
Mm-hmm.
It's a completion year. It's about letting go and finishing things in this year. That's 2019.
Okay.
2017
okay.
is it adds up to a 10. So 2 and 1 and 7 equals 10, but you drop the 0 in numerology, and there it is. It's a 1.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new beginning year. So what you decide to do is you make 2017 your new beginning year. And that means
okay.
that you only spend time with people that have been reciprocal to the love that you're ready and willing and able to give.
Okay.
Okay, and I got to tell you one more thing, because it's the last card in your five cards, and I knew I'm kind of bouncing around with you, but, you know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
I take a little longer with the first call.
Mm-hmm.
The last card in your reading is a card that talks about you being kind of squirrely when it comes to money. So sometimes that's
mm-hmm.
a worry about money card. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's a I don't want people to love me because I do well money-wise, but it's a weird money card. And so
mm-hmm.
it's saying for you to make peace with money. All I know is that when you worry about money, you cut the flow of money off. When you don't
okay.
worry about it, it just seems to be there when you need it. And that's
mm-hmm.
the attitude that you want to embrace. You know, there's
okay.
there's a truth out there that when you concentrate on what you don't want, you bring
mm-hmm.
more of what you don't want. When you
mm-hmm.
instead concentrate on what you do want, you tend to bring more of that, which is part of the reason
mm-hmm.
I wrote 9-Day Energy Reset. It's about concentrating
okay.
on what you want. So that's the last card. Shanika, thank you for finding the program, and I look forward to talking with you again down the road.
Okay.
All right, see you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 203 area code. Hello, 203.
Hi, my name is Faithful.
I'm sorry, say your name again.
Faithful, it's like Stacy and Pencil together, I know. I'm not trying to make fun
of
it.
Oh, I like it. It's a very cool name. So, Stacy, what is your question for me?
I'm just wondering about a job opportunity because I'm moving after Christmas.
So, Stacel, darling, do you have me on speaker?
No, I'm actually on Bluetooth.
Okay, well, that sounds a little better. Whatever you just did, you sound more clear. So can you please keep doing that?
Yeah, it's because I'm hard of hearing, so it's like...
that's fine. Whatever you did to move the mouthpiece closer to you, keep doing that. So what's your question for me?
I'm just wondering, you know, job opportunity for early next, I'm moving out of state next month after Christmas.
Okay, that's actually wonderful timing for you because it's saying that wherever you are now, it seems like your best opportunities have absolutely dried up. There's nothing for you where you are now. Seriously.
Yeah.
Unless you want to work at Burger King. I mean, or Starbucks. Seriously,
no.
There's nothing for you now. Okay, so but what it is saying is that one of the things I want you to do is I want you to write down on an index card the five things you want at the next job, all right?
Okay.
I want you to be very truthful, very honest, very open, very much in the idea that what you decide you want, you can create, okay? So I want you to write down five things. So if you made, you know, $75,000 at your last job and you say, look, I want to make $85,000 at this job. I want to live 10 minutes from work. I want to be able to telecommute a couple times a week because it's easier for me to work from home and I'm more productive. So you list all the things that you want in your next job, all right? It's not really,
okay.
I'm not actually asking you to describe the job. I'm asking you to describe the environment and the kind of work environment that you work your best in. So here's the thing. It's talking about from a place of pain comes a new beginning. And one of the things that I would have told you is I would have told you right out of high school to get into something connected with healthcare, maybe even becoming an RN. Or becoming some but like an office manager or somebody connected with healthcare in some way. And the reason I get that with you is because there's this natural healing ability that you have, as well as you're a darn good communicator.
Uh-huh.
You're very, very good at letting people know what the most important thing is very quickly. And I'm telling you that the environment where you're going to next is way better than the environment that you're leaving, and you're ready for the big step. The only piece that's missing is that you need to be incredibly honest with what it is you want to do next.
Okay.
You need to
so
be.
I know
other,
right now.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Oh, I was saying right now, I'm just doing like a front desk office type work, at a tutoring
right.
center.
Right.
So hopefully it's something similar. It doesn't have to be the same, but something similar.
Well, somebody that has reception front desk kind of experience, whether it's in hotel or at a counter at a business, would be
uh-huh.
great. You would be great in a medical office. You'd also be great in a law firm. And
okay.
both, because you handle stress really well, the busier it is, the happier you are. So what I would do is I would start approaching law firms about being their front office receptionist. Because not only do they pay a little bit better, but you get to be in an environment that is comparable to what you bring to the table. Because you do more than just be a front desk person. And the neat
uh-huh.
thing about that is that you'll get more work based on what you can do, and then you may be able to become an office manager from that position. But when you work for a law firm, first of all, you're going to get paid a little higher. It's just natural. And secondly, you're in a very professional business environment. So I think that would be the first place I would go for, is wherever you're moving to would be the bigger law firms.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah,
but this
I'm supposed
is,
to
this...
get... I'm... Mm-hmm. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I'm just starting to complete... I'm supposed to graduate for next month for my criminal justice degree.
Oh, well, you know, you would be an awesome dispatcher.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
You just handle stress really well. So anything connected with criminal justice, it doesn't matter what position it is, you'd be awesome at it. Because you have this that's probably why I got law firm with you, because I got law in my head when I started talking to you, was law. Law and medical is what the two I got for you. So I actually think that you're going to call me with good news in January and tell me that you got a really amazing job in January.
Okay. The only thing is, like, I know because of my hearing, because I was born with microtia, sometimes I feel a little, like, self-cautious, like I'm thinking they're going to judge me the wrong way.
Well, see, now, I don't take it that way at all, Stacel. I take that as you being embraced for not allowing the fact that you've got some hearing issues to hold you back from what you want. Because what I'm getting with that is that, see, I think you'd be a great interviewer for people that are looking to get people to confess. I'm serious. If you decided to maybe go on after you get your job in something connected with the police department, is if you went on and used tuition reimbursement to get a degree in psychology, I could see you being somebody that talks to a witness or a criminal or alleged criminal about what happened. Because you pick up way more intuitively than you let on to people, and that's the thing that I want you to start recognizing and acknowledging with yourself, is that, you know, because your other senses have stepped up to be even higher performers, if you know what I mean, because of what you've grown up with. So
yeah.
I'm just telling you, I don't think that people are going to make fun of you. I think people are going to go, we need to hire Stacel. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Seriously. Because you've got that mojo. I'm sitting here looking at your cards going, wow, if I had a job, I'd hire you. Just looking at your cards. All right, my friend. Got to go. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, This guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, and I'm going to go to area code 706. Let's get them on the air. Hello, 706. Who's this?
Mona, this is Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. What's your question?
Hey, dear. Hi, my income just had a huge hit.
Oh, no.
I'm wondering, and I would like to know, should I ride this out or should I proceed with filing a bankruptcy? What does the card say?
Well, might be a question more in line for a attorney than a psychic, but here's what it's saying. You have, I just had a thought because I'm looking at your cards. It almost looks like there's, wherever the source of income dried up, it feels like you could consult, and I'm actually thinking that you might have someone that's a friend of a friend or an attorney friend that could help you do this, so it won't cost you anything to do it. But I feel a letter being written to wherever the source of income dried up and pretty much seeing if there's money there for you, which is a weird thing for me to say. But I'm getting that. The other thing here is that I can see that you saw this was sort of coming.
Correct.
So what I find interesting about that is that, Sophia, you may be somebody that actually likes things to be on edge or in chaos because you do your best stuff when things are on edge and in chaos. You could be somebody that when you were in high school studied the night before an exam and did really well, so you learn to kind of put things off or postpone things or procrastinate a little bit till the last minute, all right? Well, here you are in the moment of having to take action. What it's saying is that there are more resources available here to you, and there is a choice besides bankruptcy. But that's a question for an attorney, not for me, because there are other
choices. I know what this is.
Okay, so what is it? Share with us.
I have actually been procrastinating a lot in reference to my own endeavor, which I could simply start here at home on the computer or over the phone.
Right.
So now that this has transpired, like you said, I knew it was, well, I could have handled it, I guess, before now. I haven't been able to in a couple of years, but I think this is spirit going, look, we are giving you a push.
Right.
So you can ride this out because it wouldn't take long for it to be gone. And at
right.
the same time, it's pushing me to start my own thing to bring in the supplemental income.
Well, and see,
that's
here's
why
the
I'm
thing.
Laughing. I think that's
okay.
It.
So here's the thing is that I would prefer that you. I mean, I don't know which one of the bankruptcy things is just a reorganization thing, or you actually have an attorney help you be on some sort of a payment schedule, where whatever it is, I would step back from going to one of those credit counseling places because all work for the credit card companies.
No, correct.
So instead, what you do is you either put yourself on such a strict budget that, you know, even if on only a couple credit cards you're paying minimum and you're paying more on the one with the higher interest, and that you actually ride it out. It's saying that it will take you about 2 years to get out of where you are right now, but that you're mature enough and that you're looking at this totally differently than you've been looking at it before. And, you know, I've been really pushing this 9-day energy reset. I really want you to spend the $3.96 to download it, because when you do this ritual, things change. And the stuff to buy for the ritual might cost you less than $10. But you need some things for the ritual, but you go to the dollar store and you can get them, all right? But what I'm trying to tell you here is that you've got this. And the hero story that comes as a result of you doing this, Sophia, means that you can say, you know, a couple years ago, this is where I was. And when you start looking at your own story as though your story is the hero story, then everything shifts. See, the quote that I put on the cards that I hand out is this quote: be profoundly grateful for where you are right now. Mm-hmm. Consider that you have exactly the perfect foundation to create precisely what you want from here, from this space. Pragmatically look around you and celebrate what supports your vision and reject without hesitation what does not. That's the quote that goes with 9-Day Energy Reset. And I'm telling you that for a reason, that you are responsible for your own hero's story. You are. And yeah. That means stepping away from people that don't support your new vision, or the way I like to think of it, your true vision of who you are.
Yeah, correct. It would actually take me 2 months to release this. If I just leave it alone, it'll be gone in about 2 months.
Okay, then we don't do a drastic thing of bankruptcy. We instead,
yeah.
I would rather have you working, you know, 3 part-time jobs, you know, your job and then starting your own business, whatever that is. But what it's saying here is that this is not where you kind of chuck it away. This is a wake-up call. It's like when someone goes to the doctor and the doctor says, if you don't lose 20 pounds, you're going to be diabetic.
Mm.
And that person finally says, you know what? I'm cutting out the sugar. I'm cutting out the carbs. I'm going to drink lots of water. I'm going to start getting a little exercise. When all that starts to happen and the endorphins start running in because the body is actually working more efficiently, it was the wake-up call they needed. And so you can get through this, Sophia. I just want – and then you're going to write me in 2 or 3 months. You're going to send me an email, and you're going to tell me what happened.
Thank you, Mama.
And it will be your hero story, my friend. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 980 area code. Hello, 980. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Brittany. How are you?
Hi, Bree. What's your question?
I want to know, like, for love and relationships, what are you picking up?
Okay, ask me that question again, because I kind of barely heard you. I don't know if your mouth is away from your phone, but could you ask me that question again?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now? Love and relationships.
Okay, so you want to find out about what's going on with love and relationships for you?
Yes.
Okay. You want to know my absolute perfect secret for you to attract the exact right partner?
Yes.
No sex.
Okay.
Now, I know that, and I'm saying it for you, because what this is saying is here you are, this very, very attractive, lovely woman. Here you are, beautiful. And what happens is because you are normally a little bit on the quiet side, all right, what happens is that the relationships that you get drawn to you seem to kind of take advantage of the fact that you lean toward being quiet. So sometimes when you're quiet, these people think that they can kind of move in on you. You know what I mean?
Because I just started talking to someone. It's like a new thing that we're trying to work on together because he's in the military.
Right.
You know, I'm happy about it, and I feel possibly that it can last, you know, as long as we communicate well and, you know, we're on the same page.
Right. Well, because according to what I'm seeing here is that the next relationship that you decide to connect with is one based on friendship first and sex way later. That, you know, even though you two might be talking for months at a time before you actually meet, when you meet, it's not about falling in bed together. It's about making sure the friendship is genuine. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's saying that you're ready for a lot of new things. And there's, I want to give you an activity to think about doing that is going to kind of surprise everybody. I want you to get really good at a sport, and I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's archery. I don't care if it's indoor rock climbing. I don't care if it's tennis. I want you to find a sport, and I want you to discipline yourself enough to get really good at that sport. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because when people ask you, Bree, what do you do for fun? You say, well, I'm really good at archery, and I kick butt at tennis. See, that makes you more interesting. It also puts you in sort of a tennis, would put you in kind of a team environment.
Mm-hmm.
Indoor rock climbing, here's this cute gal. This is you. This is your cute gal walking into one of those indoor rock climbing places and saying, I want to learn how to do indoor rock climbing. And all these guys rush to show you how to do it. Because it's not so much about the fact that you're cute, because you are. It's you're cute and you're interested in indoor rock climbing. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's saying that I want you to find something that you become really good at, that people are surprised when they ask you, Bree, what do you do for fun? Say, oh, well, I do indoor rock climbing and I kick butt on tennis.
Okay.
Because I want you to find something that you become your own little superstar at.
Yeah.
Okay? And then
okay.
Your confidence shifts. You see, when you get good at something, you know, the things I'm good at are I'm actually really good at domestic things. Like, I'm a fabulous cook. I mean, there's not anything that I can't make. I brag about it because I spend a lot of time cooking. But I make a chicken piccata that will rock your world. And I brag about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to have more of an identity than just being a pretty, lovely, amazing woman. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, girl. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 404 area code. Hello, 404. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. It's Lolita. How are you?
Hi, Lolita. What's your question?
I haven't talked to you like in a couple of years. Sorry.
I know. Where have you been?
Girl, just doing my own manifestations, just trying to get it together. We did. I finally got the ice cream store together, and it's open
in
May.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
wait.
Lolita, here's where you get to plug your ice cream store. Where is it? What's the name of it? Go ahead and plug it. Where is it?
You got it. Well, it's I'm in Marietta, Georgia. The name of the company business is Lolita's Parlor, spelled O-U-R, British, and I have all Hershey's ice cream in Georgia. Yeah, come and enjoy some ice cream.
Oh,
and
my
I do
God. Okay,
weekly
okay.
Afternoon.
So you're wait. You're in Marietta, Georgia. It's called Lolita's
uh-huh.
Parlor. Oh, my
mm-hmm.
God. Okay.
And
so
I do Tarot Thursdays there, and I do meditation there. I use that as my outlet for my spirituality.
Oh, my. Okay, see, that's brilliant. That is
thank you.
Brilliant. Hey, have you thought about adding high tea on the day you do tarot? Have you thought about actually doing, because Lolita's Parlor could actually be an tea room. You could do a high tea on a Saturday or a Sunday and do tea leaf readings for people.
Yeah, I have to learn that. That would be interesting to do. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
On Thursdays,
way,
we...
Uh-huh. Sweetie, tea leaves are the easiest to learn. It's the first thing I learned how to do to focus my gift.
Okay.
All you
okay.
Do, look up online. Get a couple books on tea leaves. Go, you know, they'll cost you a couple bucks. But go to a used
okay.
bookstore even and look online even. You can learn that way. But here's the thing is that if you did a high tea and everybody paid 20 bucks for the high tea and you had
okay.
you know, 10 people, you just made 200 bucks in an hour. So you do
two sessions
right. of high tea. You do one at 2 o'clock. You do one at 4 o'clock. And it's limited to 10 people. And there's a ritual that goes with tea leaf reading, which is absolutely awesome, right? But the cool thing about it is then after everybody finishes their tea, then you lift up their cup and you do a quick reading of what the tea leaves say. It'll take you 5 minutes a person.
Okay. I'll definitely look into that. Thank you.
You're welcome, but nobody does that. If you ended up doing a high tea on, you know, and are you in kind of a busy area where there's lots of ladies that walk around where you are?
No, I'm actually what people call me, a little hidden gem. So I do a lot of marketing out there and social media,
so I rely on that.
If
you were the only one in a 50-mile radius that did a high tea on Saturdays and Sundays at 2 and 4, and they pay in advance for it, so whether they show up or not, you're getting paid, and it's $20 or $25 a person.
That's awesome. Thank you. I'm definitely going to look into that and
see
how I can learn that.
Because if you're the only one in town that does that, then it becomes, a tourist gem, and I'm getting it specifically for you, so obviously I'm supposed to tell you about it. But the neat thing
about it
is that you get 10 people, you've just made an extra $1,000 in a weekend for basically 4 hours work.
I thank you. I'm definitely
You're
on
welcome.
It. I'm
okay,
gonna
so what's your question
it.
For me? What's your question? Lolita's Parlor with the great Marietta, Georgia. You know, I'm going to come visit you. Someday I'm just going to blow into your shop and go, hey, where's Lolita?
Awesome. I would love to have
I'm
you there. Oh, my God.
Okay. All
well,
right.
Cool.
So what's your question for me?
My question is we're hitting our 6 months, and wanted to know if you saw me having to work in order to fulfill the stores. Because I took a leap of faith and took whatever income I had and put it on the store. And I wanted to know, does Spirit see me not having to work in the store sustaining on its own for the next couple of months during the wintertime?
Okay, so here's the thing. If you switch from ice cream to tea, I'm sorry, I keep getting that for you. If you could make $1,000 a weekend, then you would only have to keep the store open. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, so what you do is you cater to, like you could do a hot chocolate party in the mornings on Saturday and Sunday for the kids. So it's the hot chocolate birthday party, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in the afternoon for the, you know, tourists and the ladies, you do your high tea and leaf reading in the afternoon. So you could actually make your moneymaker days on Saturday and Sunday when the tourists are there. You reach out to all the concierge that are in the hotels around you and say, oh, there's this little place that's only 20 minutes from here that does tea leaf reading on Saturdays and Sundays.
Got you.
Okay. So, and then what you do is once a month, when you find out where they've come from, once a month you send a little gift certificate for a free tea leaf reading session to the concierge that referred business to you.
Okay.
Any day they want to come in, because then you just make them a tea and you do them a quick tea leaf reading. Takes you like 5-10 minutes, and they'll go, oh crap, we got to keep remembering Lolita. But I'm telling you, you will not have to get a regular job and mess up closing the store so that, you know, because you want people to count on your hours.
Yes, that's the thing. Yes, I am going to, I've made a decision the other day to still stay open, but if I have to work part-time, I can do it in the morning because I don't open up to 12.
Oh, that's even better. So,
So
what you do, by the way, I'm getting law with you. So you could be a part-time receptionist for a law firm in the mornings.
Oh my God! I applied to a job actually part time.
Okay, yeah, it's I get
that was
like,
a law firm actually.
Yeah, just follow up with them and say, well, not only can I be this for you, but if you ever wanted to do something fun for your clients, we could do, you know, an ice cream party for your clients.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I don't think
it's going to be an issue. And by the way, I think you would like working at the law firm from say 8 to noon. You just change your hours to opening at 1 or 12:30.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I can definitely do that.
You're going to work this out. You're not this ice cream parlor is going to be it's going to be a tourist attraction.
Yes, I say that already. Yeah.
There you go. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much, Donna. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Gosh, I love success stories like that. I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 610. Hello, 610. Who's this? Hello, 610. You've been waiting a long time. Hello, hello. All right, I'm going to put you back on hold. 610, going once, going twice. All right, back on hold. You know what? You guys got to pay attention because, you know, I'm trying to get to these calls as much as I can. Sorry, let me go to area code 845. Let me get them on the air.
Hello.
Hello, 845. Who's this?
How are you? It's Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. What's your question?
Okay. My question is, it has been a lot of my friends and my two friends that I really love. And it's about, no, I'm going to change my question. They die, and then I'm kind of sad, but then that has nothing to do with the car. I would like to know about my, how can I be, or what the car says about my financial status at this point. How I'm doing a checkup.
Okay, so what it's saying here, and this is a universal truth about money. When you worry about money, you cut the flow of money off. Right? That's a universal truth. All right? What it's saying is that there is a sort of a brilliant idea that you have. I don't know if it's the start of a business. I don't know if there's a resistance to you starting a business here. But it's saying by you taking that idea and not being afraid of going on your own new adventure, that money starts coming to you from everywhere when you start to do that. So it's saying that you have full control over bringing money to you, but it involves you starting or going on a new business in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's time to do it. You have it feels, Lucy, like your back's up against the wall, and it's almost like you have no choice but to do this now. It's though you set it up specifically to do this. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I just came back for a 2 weeks vacation to to my job of almost 18 years.
Right.
And it looks like I cannot breathe through it. But I work from home. I don't know what happened. It's like my brain went totally, the word that they sent me online and all kind of stuff. It's my brain. Or I don't know what is happening. But then,
what it's saying is that whatever is the new beginning that you've been resisting doing, that's the thing mm-hmm. that you're supposed to do. That the only choice is whatever this new beginning is, and that you're smart enough and you know you can do it, and when you focus, it actually brings you more money than you know what to do with. But it's saying that you have to actually focus on that. And by the way, there is a new relationship coming towards you, the beginning of 2018. So this next year is about finishing up of what you need to finish up in this year. But 2017 for you is about stepping forward in a new direction in some way. So I hope that helps. Thanks for the call, Lucy. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you so much.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to see if I can get 610 back on the air. Hello, 610. Are you there? All right. I'm going to hang up on you. Sorry. You snooze, you lose. Right? Right. Okay. Let me go to area code 951. Hello, 951. Who's this?
Hi, this is Rose. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Rose. What's your question?
I have just started seeing someone, and I was wondering if what's the energy, I guess, between this person.
Well, that was a good way to ask that. What do I need to know? What's the energy? Okay. All right. This person does not like drama. Does not like, I mean, if do not go drama queen with this person, okay? This person likes to do things together, likes a lot of quiet energy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the things that he would like is if you got a puzzle and actually had a bottle of champagne and a puzzle and pizza, he would love a night like that. Because it's sort of quiet entertainment. So it's like there's a movie on TV, there's the puzzle, there's, you know, pizza, and there's champagne. He would love a night like that. What it's also saying here is that he is incredibly involved in his work. Work is very important to him. His career is very important to him. So you creating a haven where he can sort of leave the job at the door and be... just kind of be with you. That's the best kind of energy.
Say
that again.
Yeah, his career has been on his mind a lot because I think he's going through some, he's making some decisions about changing his course or his, you know.
Okay, you're speaking so softly, Rose, that I can barely hear you, but I think what you said was career is really important to him and he's looking to make a shift or a change?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. When you get together with him next time, say, we've only known each other for the time we've known each other, but I want to tell you the thing that I really like about you, and I think this is a professional thing that you do, and you tell him what you like about him, why you think he's good at what he does. Because what I'm getting here is all he needs is a little confidence for him to change jobs into something that would be more appreciative of him. Just needs a little more confidence.
Yeah, I definitely think that would help. Something else that I've been thinking about is I have children. He doesn't. So I don't know if it'll come into play later on when
more serious. You see, what this says is the fact that you have children is not a deal breaker for him. It's not. He likes you. The fact that you have kids, he's not taking that into the equation, but it doesn't bother him either. Do you see?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's too soon to start getting that serious. But right now, it's about being his best friend so that he kind of finds you to be the first person he wants to talk to at the end of the day. And vice versa. He needs to be your best friend, too. All right, Rose.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. See you later.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 708 area code. Hello, 708. Who's this?
Hello, hi. This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. What's your question?
My question is, I went on a job interview on November 10th, and I was wondering what outcome do you see for that?
Well, while I'm drawing cards for you, when you asked what the next step was connected with the job, what did they tell you?
Well, they said that they were going to either email me or give me a call within 2 weeks. So.
Oh, all right. So here's what your cards are saying. Did you interview on a panel with men?
No.
Okay, good, because what it's saying here is that there's good news coming to you within the next 7 days and a reason to celebrate. Tell me the industry it's in, the job that you went for.
It's a managed care organization named Meridian Healthcare.
Okay, because according to what this is saying is that this is not a position to chase after. It's a position to just pretty much relax into the skills that you bring to the table. But I'm getting, there are a couple men here, which is part of the reason I brought up the whole men thing. There's a guy that's got a huge ego here, and then there's a guy that thinks he's like Tom Jones when Tom Jones was 30. I mean, he thinks he's like Mr. Sex Appeal, right? But there's these, I don't know why there's these two guys on either side of your question here, but they're coming up in your reading. So that's why I asked if you interviewed with a guy, you know, guys on a panel. So since these guys didn't come up here, these are red flag guys for you, whether they're personal or professional. They're showing up in your cards as two guys to watch out for. But as far as the job, this is saying you have something to celebrate connected with the number six. So within the next 6 days or within the next 6 weeks, no matter what happens, there's a kick butt job coming to you, whether it's this one or another one. But I'm getting these two sort of troublesome guys on either side of you. So I don't know if these are personal relationships that have tripped you up in some way.
No, I haven't been
okay.
In a relationship
in a while. Yeah, just watch out for them. Because these could be guys connected with when you get the new job. You may meet these guys because of the job, and that it's important that you make sure that it stays on friends or coworker vibe and doesn't go romantic.
Okay.
Because that's the red flag again for you.
Okay, because I'm also a jury consultant, so I do like home parties. I have my own little, even though I'm applied for this job, I also am
right.
a jury consultant. I do networking and stuff like that, and it's slowly going but surely, so hopefully it'll
yeah.
be picking up for me.
Okay. Okay, but watch out when you're doing the networking of a couple of guys that think that one guy is like Mr. Ego. I mean, I want you to think Donald Trump in the worst possible way. That's the first guy. The second guy is Tom Jones when he was hot and 30 years old and knows it. Okay? Are you old enough to know who Tom Jones is?
No, but if somebody's
okay.
thinking they're hot.
Okay, I'm totally dating myself here, but Tom Jones did a couple of classic Vegas songs, Vegas really embraces Sir Tom Jones, but he did What's New Pussycat, he did It's Not Unusual.
Oh, I know that.
Okay, that's who Tom Jones is. So Tom Jones, when he was in his 30s, was actually one of the most admired artists. Elvis thought he was awesome, even. So, you know, back in the day, he really, you know, he had women throwing panties on the stage at him. That's how his sex appeal was. So I'm just telling you that the second guy just thinks he's Mr. Sexy, and I just want you to not totally ignore that part of him, because it's going to baffle him that you don't find him attractive. And if you do find him attractive, fake it and don't find him attractive. Okay? All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.